And now to Bahrain, where the regime there is pressing ahead with its harsh crackdown on the opposition. A court in Manama has handed lengthy jail sentences to at least 19 activists. Now, according to the Bahraini prosecutor's office, 8 activists were sentenced to life in prison and 11 others up to 15 years in jail on charges of espionage for Iran, plotting to topple the regime and inciting public disorder. 15 more people were also stripped of their citizenship. In a second ruling, a woman along with her son and nephew were given a 3-year jail sentence for allegedly launching a fake bomb attack against Bahraini security forces. Amnesty International has slammed the ruling, saying they are meant to exact revenge on dissidents. The rights body says the defendants were convicted for being relatives of a UK-based Bahraini activist. Manama has been cracking down on dissent since the 2011 uprising against the regime. The crackdown has left many dead. Crossing over to West Virginia, joined by author and lecturer, Mr. Colin Covell. Colin, great to have you with us. Your take on this, it seems like bad just becomes worse in Bahrain, and that the regime is not really afraid of any type of accountability in the way it handles the dissidents.
Well, Ms. Marzia, when the regime jails all its opponents, strips citizens of their citizenship, and goes after activists outside of the country by attacking family members that are still in the country, then you know that regime is not stable and is on its last legs.
Why are we not seeing more pressure from, let's say, some of these Western governments? Of course, they have very close relationships with the Manama regime, such as London, such as Washington. Are we likely to see an increase in the pressure as the oppression just seems to be continually getting worse?
Well, on the one hand, the State Department and the Department of Defense know that these regimes, Saudi Arabia and Bahrain, are very weak, and they have to have some fundamental changes in order to stay in power. The United States and United Kingdom have big investments in the region. They are the hegemonic powers in the region. The United States has the 5th Fleet in Bahrain. The United Kingdom is building a major base in Bahrain, and they want to maintain that basing rights so that they can police the region for imperial interests. So on the one hand, they're not going to be too tough with these regimes that allow them to do this. But on the other hand, they know that if they keep these type of dictatorial autocrats in power, the people will rise up and overthrow them eventually.
All right, thank you so much for being with us out of West Virginia, Mr. Colin Covell, author and lecturer.